Game time 16:20, the zone. Corey Lather filling in for Nick Baugh today. He'll be on the call for DePaul and Butler tomorrow, but currently he is in LA. Did a great job in studio for Fox this week. So Super Bowl 52 coming up on Sunday. And, you know, this is one of the more bizarre matchups. Just as far as, like, trying to formulate and come up with what I think is going to happen. Because you've got a team in Philly where if you look up and down on their roster, overall, they've got the best roster in professional football. They really do. They were the best team in football this year until Carson Wentz got hurt. Of course, with quarterback being the most important position on the field, it changes things, throws a monkey wrench into the equation. But I would say probably 20 of the 22 players on Philly's roster, I would say that would be better than 20 of the guys on New England's starting 22. One of the advantages that the Patriots have, and I think it was today where it became official, that Rob Gronkowski is going to play in the Super Bowl. I take him over Zach Ertz of Philly. Of course, clearly, I'm taking Tom Brady over Nick Foles. But that changes everything. I can say, yeah, I would take Philly's left tackle over New England's. Actually, I don't know if I would. Nate Solder's pretty good. But the point is, the other pieces of Philly's roster are better than New England's. It's not to say that New England has a bunch of slouches, but Philly's roster is really good. And it's been built, the way that they've constructed it has been great. What Jeff Lurie has done, owner of the Philadelphia Eagles, because remember back when Chip Kelly left, he got rid of a ton of guys. He got rid of so many key pieces. But Jeff Lurie has, even in spite of that, he's built a really good roster. And that's why I think that, technically Philly was underdogs in this playoffs, because if you just look at the Vegas lines, Atlanta was favored to beat them in the divisional round. Minnesota was favored in the NFC title game. But if you just look at it pound for pound, Philly isn't like your classic underdog story. That's still a pretty damn good football team. So I think aspects of their whole act of we're underdogs, we're gonna wear dog masks, I think it's a little bit silly. Because Philly's still a good team. You don't win the NFC title by 31 points if you're not a formidable football team. And I think that they have pieces that can give New England trouble. Philly's defense is the truth. They got some studs on that side of the ball. And what makes them good and what could make them good against New England is that they don't have to send exotic blitzes to give Tom Brady trouble. They can get pressure with their front four. And that's exactly what the Giants did against them in the Super Bowl that gave them success against Brady. Because if you're relying on sending blitzes to get pressure on Tom Brady, good luck with that. Brady's gonna sense that. He's going to point that out, and he's going to take advantage of it. He's done it his entire career. Philly doesn't necessarily need to do that. And the thing with Nick Foles, I'm not going to come on here and say, you all shortchange Nick Foles. Nick Foles is one of the best quarterbacks in the game. I'm not going to say that. Nick Foles is... He's a career backup for a reason. But I find it hard, because we all got to remember, these guys are still professional football players. Like, Nick Foles is still a professional quarterback. And he's got ability. So it's hard to just completely dismiss him and say, oh, Nick Foles, he's a garbage quarterback. Hard to dismiss that, especially given how he's played in their two playoff games. Wasn't great, wasn't like anything fantastic against Atlanta, but he was really damn good against Minnesota. And I love what Doug Peterson has done with him. A lot of the times when you get in these situations where a starting quarterback goes down and you have to throw in the backup, they'll put on the kiddie gloves. They'll make things easy for the backup. They'll dumb down their game plans just to avoid mistakes. Doug Peterson hasn't done that. The game plans that I've seen Philly come up with Nick Foles, they're not all that different than the ones where they had with Carson Wentz. But the thing that they have done, and remember, Nick Foles played for Chip Kelly in Philly before. Chip Kelly had a lot of success with RPOs, run pass options with Nick Foles. Foles played really well. I mean, that's the other thing that gives me pause on completely dismissing Nick Foles. He has been successful in this league before. Now, he's fallen from that, but maybe now he's starting to turn that corner again. I've been impressed with what Doug Peterson has done. He hasn't dumbed down the playbook, hasn't dumbed down the game plan. He has seen what has made Nick Foles successful in the past, and now he's doing it with him now. And Nick Foles has to have a lot of confidence right now. But then I think about this game, and yeah, I already said that the Philadelphia Eagles have a better overall roster than the Patriots. But the Patriots are superior in the two most important aspects of this game. They're better at the quarterback position, and they're better on the sidelines with that head coach. And while I don't think that this game is going to be a blowout by any means, if I were to borrow a line from Nick Baugh, just say it out loud. Nick Foles is going to beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. I'll believe that when I see it. Again, Philly's a good team. They're a formidable opponent. No, not denying that whatsoever. They have aspects that can give New England problems. But it is difficult to see that team with Nick Foles at quarterback, in just knowing that, I mean, Bill Belichick is the, when it comes to having 2 weeks worth of prep, there's no better coach in the game. There's no better coach in the game, period. But Bill has had 2 weeks to watch film. I imagine he's gonna come up with a game plan that's going to give the Patriots success. I think he's going to implement a lot of halfback passes. I think the running backs are going to be big in this game. If there was a weakness to Philly's defense, it would be their linebackers. Their linebackers aren't anything to write home about. They're kind of slow. So I would expect guys like Deion Lewis and James White to have a really productive day catching the football out of the backfield. It's just hard to go against a tandem that we have seen come up big on this stage almost each and every time that they're on it. And to say that they're going to lose to a team quarterback by Nick Foles, and again, I still think Nick Foles isn't as bad as some people have made him out to be. But he's not Matt Ryan. He's not Russell Wilson. He is what he is. I find it really hard to believe that Nick Foles is going to be the guy to beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. But then again, I mean, I guess I saw that. I probably said that with Eli Manning as well. But I just think when push comes to shove, the better the team with the better quarterback and the better coaching staff is going to win the game. And most New England Super Bowls have been crazy, so maybe it's wrong of me to expect something different. But I think this Super Bowl has the making it to me. The Super Bowl has the makings of one that's close early, but I think the Patriots are going to gain some separation as the game goes along. So my prediction for the game, I think the Patriots win this thing by 10 on Sunday. I'm going New England 31-21. It'd be different than a lot of the other Super Bowls that New England has been in. I know. I get it. But I look at what both teams have. I look at that quarterback situation that Philly's in. I'm going New England 31, Philly 21. 402-951-1620. Let's head to the Hardee's hotline before we take a break and get to Nick Baugh. Brian has some thoughts on the Super Bowl. Brian, go ahead, man.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I'm not a good fan of either. I'm a fan of the line.
There
but
you
my
go.
My question is this. You say Nick Foles is a professional. That's how I look at all these gentlemen. They're professionals.
Yeah.
If it wasn't the Eagles playing, if it was, say, Atlanta that had another comparable quarterback, why is Nick Foles the piece of the puzzle that's going to cause us to lose? What would be Atlanta's piece of the puzzle that would cause them to lose to New England?
Well, Atlanta certainly didn't have the defense the Phillies got.
No, I understand defense, but I mean man-to-man, because this is based on Nick Foles can't take Philly to win the Super Bowl because it's Nick Foles. But what if it was another team? Would other people be able to single out one player against New England all the time that would say that they cannot beat New England because of this one player?
Probably
it's
not.
It's awful lot to put on Nick Foles.
It is. You're right. I'm totally with you, Brian.
The reason. Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess to me, and maybe it's a shallow way of looking at it, it's just hard to imagine, because the other Super Bowls that the Patriots have been in, the quarterback position is rarely something that comes up. They've played real excellent quarterbacks in every other Super Bowl. It's different, man. This isn't Kurt Warner. It's not. I mean, Jake DeLome was really good for the Panthers.
What if it was Wentz?
Would it be different? I think it would. I really do. Wentz had a terrific season, and if it wasn't for him getting hurt, he would have been the MVP.
Would Wentz be the reason that they beat the Patriots? Just like Brady's the reason that they would beat Philadelphia.
I would trust if this game is close late. I would rather have Carson Wentz back there completing passes than Nick Foles. But that's just me.
Well, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I totally agree with that. Okay, I was just wondering. Like I said, they're all professionals. They're in the league for a reason. I just think putting it on Nick Foles that the reason that Philadelphia can't beat New England. It's New England.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of reasons teams
definitely,
can't beat
definitely.
New England.
But man, quarterback's the focus though. So that's just where I'm leaning, Brian. Appreciate that. Who do you think wins?
New England, man.
No, I get you. I got you. Hey, enjoy the game, Brian. Thanks for the phone call, man.
Hey, you too.
You got it. I get it, man. I mean, there's certainly other aspects of the game that's going to be a part of this. It's not just the quarterback position, but it's hard to imagine a Nick Foles quarterback team beating the Patriots. It's really difficult. It's tough to imagine that happening. 402-951-1620. Let's take a break. Coming up next, Nick Baugh. He'll be a guest on his own show. Hear about his time in L.A. Nick Baugh's next here on Game Time, 1620 The Zone.